Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, senior pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. So glad to be with you. We're in the opening salutation of the last epistle that the Apostle Paul writes. The last epistle is called 2 Timothy. He's got 13 in your Bible. Now, some say 14 because they believe Paul wrote the epistle of Hebrews. I am not numbered with that group who believe he wrote the book of Hebrews, but I do believe he influenced the one who wrote the book of Hebrews because there is Pauline phraseology that seems to bleed through it that I think is indicative of having been mentored by the Apostle Paul, but there's enough difference there that I don't think it's one of his epistles. He wrote 9 of his epistles to a series of churches, and then he wrote 4 to individuals, 1 to Philemon, 1 to Titus, and 2 to Timothy, and the last epistle he writes is the one in his second and last imprisonment. This will end in his death. In other words, you're reading an epistle that will contain the last words of the Apostle Paul. He has given you his last words before he dies for Christ under Nero's persecution, the Emperor Nero. Like the Apostle Peter, they probably died within a year or so of each other in Rome. Now, whether they were in the Colosseum or not, we do not know. There are different traditions related to that, and whether they were torn apart by the lions or burned, which was one of Nero's favorite ways to persecute Christians, we really don't know. But we do know that he was faithful to the end, and we do know that he's kind of placing his mantle upon Timothy. Now, Timothy's not going to be an apostle, but he is going to carry on the public ministry of the Word of God. He's going to be a preacher. He's going to be a pastor. He's going to do the work of an evangelist. He is going to do those essential general ministry things that Paul does. And Paul's going to tell him how to do it in this epistle. Now, here's what we read. Chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. How? Not by ambition, not by pursuit, not by appointment of men, but by the will of God. And according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, while Paul may be unique in his calling as an apostle, we have something in common with him, and that is we have been born again to life through Christ Jesus. We occupy that glorious blessing of the gift of eternal life as regenerate men and women, boys and girls, who know Christ as Lord and Savior. He writes to Timothy, and he calls Timothy a beloved child, and that means a son in the faith. Timothy is very dear to him. Now, he was the son and grandson of Lois and Eunice. He had been taught the Word of God from childhood up, the wisdom that's able to lead you to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus from the sacred scriptures is what he was taught with and what Paul is going to tell him to continue to study and to know. But he is also beloved. Paul counts him as a man of proven worth, a man of God. And then he says, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the Holy Spirit is inspiring him to lift up Christ and to call for 3 gifts from God the Father through Christ and by the Spirit into the life of this one whom he has ministered to. And that is in the name of Jesus, that's his name, Christ, that's his office, Lord, that is his status. I'm praying for the Father to give you grace, mercy, and peace. Grace, that's when God gives us what we don't deserve. Mercy, that's when God withholds from us what we do deserve. Grace, he gives us what we don't deserve, and peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And when you know Christ, you have 2 types of peace. You've got an objective legal peace. You've got peace with God. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, you have a subjective peace, and that's the peace of God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will stand sentry and guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Here's the way Jesus put it. In the world, you have tribulation. John 16:33. In the world, you have tribulation. In me, you have peace. Take courage. I have overcome the world. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.